Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We're proud of, all right, yeah, we're not quite sure what to do with ourselves, I suppose, really. It just seems to be like forever. We're waiting for a day like today. I thought the clock couldn't go any slower there the last couple of minutes, but... We pulled it out of the fire anyway today, and that's the most important thing.
And I suppose you would have been nervous coming down here today, particularly after what happened in last just final played a couple of months ago in Mallow.
Yeah, that was a tough one, to be honest. We went into the game, we thought we'd give it a rattle, and in fairness to Evil Area, they were super on the day, but we felt we probably didn't turn up and give as good an account of ourselves as we possibly should have. So it was a tough one after, but we regrouped and we had the same goal coming in this year, and we did the business anyway today. Thanks.
Alan O'Connor's goal obviously gave you a bit of a cushion at the start, but as a defender, like, they were swarming at you and they were really, really in the game in the opening quarter of an hour.
They were, to be fair. We probably felt we orchestrated a couple of their scores for them, nearly coming out of defence a couple of times. They were putting us under pressure, to be fair, but... You know, we felt we should probably up the standards a bit and not be leaving back into the game like that. But to be fair to Ballinhassig, they battled right till the end. Like, we didn't expect it to be any different. And, we're just delighted to get over the line.
Were you a bit worried then in the dressing room at half-time? They had got the penalty just before the break and were right back in the game.
Were we worried? I suppose we were in the same position we were at the start. That's kind of what we spoke about at half-time. We were, as I say, we were disappointed with the chances we'd given them, frees and things like that. And I suppose we had half an hour, like, to get over the line. That's the way we looked at it, and we kind of kept it simple, like, and we just had to drive on from there. What happened in the first half, the things we weren't happy with were gone, like, and we kind of had to just drive on, like.
Jerry O'Connor's penalty then at the start of the second half sort of gave you a nice cushion, and then you were going in the right direction, and suddenly they got a goal.
They did, yeah. It kind of seemed to happen in slow motion. Like, I suppose the most pleasing thing about the goal that they got, we were kind of initially rocked by it, and then we kind of went down the field. It seemed very quickly anyway when we were out there and kind of responded very well to it. So, like, that was a massive thing. It was massive after they kind of got that boost that we responded in the way we did. But it's credit to the boys. Like, they'd never leave you down like that.
It was quick thinking, really, of everyone to get the ball down the field, and Dennis McCarthy did the needful at the other end.
Yeah, like, I felt even in the first half there, like, we were kind of, we had been creating chances and half chances, and that we were getting fellas in around shooting positions for goals, and I just felt if we took three, we probably left another couple out there, like, but it was massive just to get that score after they got the goal.
And then I suppose they were coming at you in waves, and I suppose good defending by yourself and the lads around you kept them out.
Yeah, they were there at the end even. Like, we were under the cosh there at the end, like, and I picked up a yellow card there, and the boys who came in, like, every one of the subs, there was lads who didn't get it on the pitch today, training, like, the last couple of years. They played in the last county final, they've played in games in the championship, first round games, second round games. Do you know, you'd be just so proud to be part of that squad, the way we held them out, and we know whether it's number 21 or number 31, whoever's there, like, we fierce mess in the boys all together, like, they're an absolutely super bunch, and just couldn't be prouder today, to be honest.
Mikey, why has it all come right in the end for you now at the end of 2021? Very much the dominant team in Duhallow there over the last number of years, and just sort of couldn't get a break at county level, and finally it has come. Why has it come?
I don't know. It might take a couple of days to figure that out. It was very tough, like, you know, winning Duhallows. We had a couple of Duhallows won, beaten by eventual county finalists, you know, watching teams like Knocknagree and Drumtariff win counties and things like that. Like, it's tough when you know you're there thereabouts, but, like, the bottom line, we always spoke about it, like, you have to win it, you can't talk until you win it, like, but we can do a bit of talking outside at least.
You've won a lot of things in the world of music, and now you've won something in the world of football.
Yeah, I know. I haven't played much music lately, to be honest with you, with training, things like that, but No, even my brother was actually on to me there during the week. He's away at the moment, and he'd be playing with us. Only he's injured, unfortunately. But he said, he was saying it was great to get a run out in Páirc Uí Chaoimh this week. A lot of us had never played there, including myself. He said he played the banjo there once, all right, that was the height of it. But I'm glad to say, no, we've another notch in the belt today anyway. We can say we won a county championship out there. It was brilliant.
Yeah, that's obviously made it extra special that the final was here in the stadium.
Yeah, it was. Like, even there, there was a few of us involved. There was four of us involved from Tariff last week in the hurling county final, and that was a tough one to take. And, you know, maybe a day or 2 days we were a bit down about that. We felt we left that after us. But then when a week word came in like that was on in the park, we were kind of... It was a bit of a lift, like, to me anyway, like, to know that was on and that's where you want to be playing, like, that's where you want to be to winning counties, like, it was massive.
And next Saturday at 1 o'clock, you're in Cusick Park in Ennis, taking on the Clare champions in the quarter-final in Munster.
It's massive. Like, I haven't even thought about it, and I don't think too many of the boys have thought about it either, to be honest. We'll probably regroup there Tuesday evening, have a bit of a kick around, soften out, and... We'll do the homework, and then I'm not out. The boys on the line will have the homework done, and we'll give it a rattle.
And I presume, finally, you'll get the banjo out before midnight tonight.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. There's a couple of good DJs inside there anyway, so we'll see what happens.